Father, bless these words to our hearts in Jesus' name. Turn in your Bible to Luke chapter 18. In verse 1, the Word of God says that Jesus spoke a parable unto this end, that men ought always to pray and not faint. Men ought always to pray and not faint. This is how we go through our lives. We pray, we don't faint. Why do people faint? Because they get weary. Why do people get weary? Because things tend to take a long time. In other words, I can run really fast for a short period of time and I'll be okay. But if you ask me to run really fast for several hours, I won't be as okay. And so that would induce fainting. Right? And we get weary in the way, because sometimes the way can be quite difficult. In this situation, when a person has to wait on God, and we enter those situations frequently, every trial that I can ever think of that has ever been in my life and the lives of people I know, they have all had components of waiting. And in that waiting, there is sometimes fainting. Now, I don't have to faint. I can just wait. God gives promises, but He never tells you when. Right? Very rarely does God ever tell. I only know one person who God ever told when to. Right? I've never known people really, by and large, that God would tell them when. Okay? God gives a promise, and most of us aren't that quick. God says, gives us a promise. You say, great. But we, you know, maybe we'd be smarter if we said when. You know, but I never had the wherewithal to do it. God gave the promise. I said, okay, God. And then later I think I should have asked Him when. But I didn't. So I never know when. And most of us never know when. We don't know the element of when. When will the promise come to pass? When will the call come to pass? When will the prayer be answered? When will these things take place, God? The disciples also asked these things. When will these things take place? We have this when component because we're time-oriented. The problem for us is when we become time-oriented, we become death-oriented. Because death is in time. And this is why we faint. Because we have become death-oriented. But instead of becoming death-oriented, instead of becoming time-oriented, we pray. Prayer is what connects me to eternity in a very practical, real way. Prayer connects me to eternity. If you have a promise God has given, pray for it. Even though He's given you the promise, pray for it. Why? Because it connects you to eternity in the waiting process. That prayer is what produces the capacity in us to wait. Most of us will say, okay, God, I can wait on You for a year. I can wait on You for 6 months, 2 years. I can wait. But after a certain amount of time, and God doesn't look like He's coming through, we have this tendency to start questioning ourselves. Start saying, did I really get a promise from it? And the answer is, yeah, you did. But you're starting to faint. You see, God always includes waiting processes. It's that whole patience thing. The inherent value of patience is that it's the first characteristic of the love of God. And so I get a promise from God, and God doesn't tell me when. And then I wait. I had a promise from God that I'd be a pastor. From the time that I had it as a clear-cut, defined promise. Now, I had a sense of it. Sometimes God gives promises and you have a sense of them ahead of time. In other words, it can happen like, for I got saved, got into our church, and it started being on my heart that this pastor thing, I didn't give it any weight. I didn't give it any consideration. I just thought, just it's in your heart. It's a pastor thing. But I wouldn't have called it a promise at the time. But at that time already, there was God's seeds towards the promise. And then the day came when God says, you're going to be a pastor. From the time that He said, you're going to be a pastor, to the time that I actually became one was 17 years. I thought, okay, maybe after I finish Bible college. It was about 4 years. After I finish Bible college, I will be a pastor. No, 17 years. And He never told me when. But I did learn reluctantly, but without any option, to wait. I, for one, don't like waiting. I can be patient with people, I'm not patient with circumstances. I don't like waiting. If I had it my way, all my promises would have been yesterday. Like, God, you gave it to me yesterday, today's the promise, this is awesome. But God doesn't go that way. God always says, wait upon the Lord and you'll renew your strength. How do I wait upon the Lord? Well, I pray and I don't faint. And I keep bringing my prayer to God. And I would actually pray, God, I know I'm called to be a pastor. I don't understand how this is working out because I'm not visibly heading in that direction. But I know this is your call. God, bring your call to pass. And I wasn't going to strive into it. I just said, God, bring your call to pass. God, if you want me to be a pastor, you cause it to happen. And I would actually pray for the promise that I had, that God would cause it to happen in my life. Because I knew very well that was a promise from God. People would ask me, Mike, why aren't you a pastor? Because I had that gift and people could identify it. Why aren't you a pastor already? I would say, it's not God's time yet. I will be, but it's not God's time yet. Folks, understand something. As sure as you're sitting here today, and even more certainly than that, if God gives a promise, it will come to pass. Do you understand? If God gives you a promise, it will come to pass. The promises of God are good. They will happen. If God gives you a promise, it will come to pass. But you need to wait. In that waiting, pray. Prayer plugs you into eternity. Only in prayer can you really recognize the purpose of waiting. Because in that prayer closet, that's where you see God's eternal hand. And there would be times where I would say, God, why am I waiting so long? And the temptation would even come to say, God, is this real? But God is always so kind, and He does things to encourage you. And He does things to let you know, yeah, you're on the right path. And He does things to let you know, yeah, you're trusting me. You're making the right call. So wait. That call will come. That promise will come. The answer will come. The prayer will be answered. But wait for it. It's like Habakkuk said in 2:3. The vision, the definition that God has given you, that's the vision. The call is a vision. The promise is a vision. The vision is for an appointed time. And though it tarries, wait for it. Because it will surely come. It will not tarry when God is actually making it happen. But He did say, wait for it. If you wait for it, you receive it. It's easy for me as a believer to faint. Fainting in the face of a promise is that I stop believing the promise. And then I walk away from it. Don't faint. Pray. As I get plugged into eternity, regarding the waiting on the promises of God, whatever those promises happen to be, or regarding waiting on answers to prayer, regarding on waiting on things like healing, regarding on waiting like things on bringing me into the call, whatever it is that you're waiting on for God, in the process, pray. And don't faint. Because the vision really is for an appointed time, and it will come. But that appointed time is absolutely crucial, because that is the time that God uses to build me. How do you think God builds me? What's He going to use? How does He get me to sit still long enough? Well, He gives me a promise. And He says, this is what I'm going to do for you. And then He says, wait for it. So God says He's going to do something in my life. And then He says, wait for it. That's how He gets me to sit still long enough. That's how He can work in my heart. That's how He can build capacity. That's how He can build His character in me. By getting me to wait for it. Wait for the promise. Wait for the promise. When I don't wait for the promise, and I say, God, time's up, I don't believe You anymore, then I walk away from the promise. God never works on our timetable. I may say to God, it would work out perfectly if You could do it at this particular time or by this particular time. You know what God says? He says, you have no capacity to figure out what will work perfectly, because you don't know the future. You only know the promise. When the Holy Spirit guides you in things to come, shows you the things to come, those are promises. And some promises He gives you from His Word, and some promises He gives you specifically in your meditation and prayer and your individual vertical relationship with Him. But regardless of how He delivered the promise, wait for it. There will always be a waiting component, so God can develop you. The purpose of the promise to be given, yes, it's there to bless you, but it's really there to conform you to His image. I mean, if God was just about blessing you and not conforming you into His image, He would just take you home. Because there's nothing on this earth that compares to anything in heaven. So if God was simply about, I really want to bless them and I'm going to do this, He would just take us all home right now. But that's not what He's after. He's after us to conform us to His image. He's after us to turn us into a bride. So wait for it. Wait for the promises of God. Wait for the things that God is doing in your life. Wait for Him. And pray. In that prayer season, you will be sustained through those prayers. Where believers get in trouble is they wait without prayer. If I wait without prayer, I have no provision for waiting. Because I'm a human being. I'm just like any other human being. I have wants, I have desires. God gives me a promise and it's something good, and hey, God, I want it. And then it doesn't come, and it doesn't come, and it doesn't come, and it doesn't come, and I start to get discouraged, and I start to get doubting, and I start to get negative, and eventually I'll just drop the whole thing and walk away. Prayer is God's lifeline to me. Prayer is the thing that sustains me in the waiting. Prayer is where I renew my strength. So pray. People faint because they don't pray. But it's possible for a believer to wait a long time and then receive the promise and be completely edified in the waiting process. And I'm not saying that the waiting process is necessarily easy. We still are people. We're still human beings. I am saying that it can be rewarding, albeit not always easy. And that comes when I pray. When I pray in the waiting, God shows me the purpose. Get this, when I pray in the waiting, God starts to define the promise even more clearly. I get a promise and I start to wait. And I pray. And all of a sudden, God takes the elements of that promise and He starts to show me components of that promise and exactly what all He's going to add to that promise as He brings it to pass. And I get definition regarding the things that God is going to do for me. That's the John 16:13 showing me things to come. A person prays, maybe they have a serious illness, maybe of a terminal nature. And a person prays, and they're waiting on God to heal them. And one way or another, most definitely He will. You see, we tend to think, if I die, I'm not healed. No, if you die, you're perfectly healed. Because you don't die. No one dies. The shell dies. But you get out of the coat and go home. You won't be sick at home. When God takes you home, He's doing you a favor. When the time comes that somebody in our ministry goes home, and it is inevitable, and I don't like to think about it too much, but it is inevitable. I mean, we are human beings. At home base, we've had hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people go home over the years. When even in our little ministry, if we're here long enough, and I believe we will be, when somebody goes home, He's done something glorious for that person. And of course, people grieve, and there's sorrow for the separation, but He's done something glorious for that person. We tend to think in time terms. We tend to think of it as death, but it's not. They actually become more alive than we are. Folks, you get promises. Wait for them. Don't tell yourself 5 years, I don't know if I can trust you anymore. No, just wait for them. With Abraham, it took 13. Wait for them. It may not take that long. It may take a week, a day, a month, a year, but it may take long. The point is, we don't know. God doesn't usually tell us when. So, wait. In that waiting, He will develop you. He always develops your capacity for whatever promise He has given you in the waiting process. I found it very interesting in retrospect, after I started pastoring, that the real development didn't take place in Bible college. The real development took place afterwards. I didn't know that at the time. I left Bible college and I felt entirely ready. But God knows me better than I do. And God says, you still have a ways to go. We're going to encourage your vision. But you're going to wait. And in that waiting period, I still can't quite tell you how it happened. God built things in my own heart, in my own soul, that would not have been built otherwise, that allowed me to be ready to enter into that call. But without that waiting process, I would have never been able to live in that call. So wait for it. Whatever it is, wait. Because the vision is in fact for an appointed time. And though it tarry, it will come. And it will tarry, but it will come. So don't be intimidated by that time factor. Instead of being intimidated by the time factor, get plugged into eternity, into God's purpose through prayer. And then wait for it. Amen?